Hey there, sleepyhead. What a coincidence meeting you here. In your bed. In the middle of the night. But you said I could come over, remember? You never said you had to be awake. Or that I had to knock. Or that I couldn't come in through the window. And I interpret your invitation as a standing offer, so the middle of the night is as good a time as any. So I hope you don't mind me being here. I hope I'm not bothering you. Am I, baby boy? You looked kind of restless on the camera, shifting around so much. So I thought I'd come over and help comfort you to sleep. But if I'm being a bother, I could leave if you want. I'd only be leaving very, very reluctantly. But I'd leave all the same if that's what you want. Would you like that? Good boy. Then I'll stay right here where my darling sweetheart needs me. There's nothing wrong with having mommy stay with you through a rough night. In fact, I'd sleep with you in bed every night if you let me. Just because you're an adult doesn't mean you're too old to sleep with mommy.
Besides, I'm not that much older.
But anyway, so, what's on your mind, cutie? Not in a very talkative mood? Tell you what, how about I tell you what's on my mind, and then you can see if you want to open up about what's on yours. So, personally, right now I'm thinking about how lucky I am to be in the bed of the cutest, most precious good boy in the entire world. He's adorable. Not even cat ears could make him cuter, which is a feat, let me tell you that. I feel like the luckiest woman in the world to be able to date him, to call him mine, which I do often, because it's one of my favorite things to say. I'm so honored when he lets me run my fingers through his hair, or place his head down in my lap or chest to rest on. I'm blessed that he lets me watch over him, even if the cameras are probably a bit much. Because I'd just feel so uneasy if I wasn't able to keep tabs on him, because I have an overwhelming instinct to protect him. I worry he's in danger every moment if I'm not watching him. And I am, of course, talking about you. My darling little teddy bear. Now, do you feel up to telling mommy what's on your mind? What's giving my good boy trouble? Was it a bad dream? If you see a monster or something in your dreams, just think of me. Once I'm there, I'll kill all the monsters for you, be they man or beast, god or mortal.
Is something causing you trouble? I can fix that. You know I can't let anyone get away with hurting my darling baby boy. Just tell me who it is. I'll hurt them any way you want. Salt in their wounds, needles in their throat, waterboarding, you name it.
Are you sure no one is causing you trouble? If you say so, darling. Sorry if I was getting overzealous. You know how I can be. At least, rest assured, I would never attack anyone without your permission. Unless in defense, of course. Anyway, care to tell me what was keeping you up? Touchstar? Oh, baby. You know you can call on mommy anytime you feel that way. I am at your beck and call, sweetie. I'll touch you however you want, darling. So, if you want a lap pillow, a chest pillow, or to be my little spoon or something, all you have to do is ask. I'll do anything for you. Anything. Nothing is off the table. So, Would you like something like that?
I'm guessing you would.
Tell you what.
Can I touch you?
Can I say, you know, wrap my arms around you and hold your precious little head to my chest?
There we go, baby. I hope I'm not holding you too tight.
No?
Good.
Want me to hold you a little tighter?
Of course. If my good boy wants it, my good boy gets it. And you are my good boy. You look like you're having a good time.
That's good. You deserve it. You deserve the world and more.
You deserve everything you want and need. I pledge to give you everything you want that is within my power to give. Even if I have to lie, swindle, or steal to get it. Is that the sort of thing that makes you feel loved? I'm not saying that in a judgmental kind of way or anything. I'm actually really glad if this is the way you like to receive affection.
I guess what I'm trying to say is that I love you very, very much. You are my very, very good boy, after all. Sometimes I rack my brain thinking about how I should show you that I love you. I just can't decide whether I should sign my soul off to you or pull the stars from the night sky to give them to you. But you like this, right? That's good. It's very simple.
A lot simpler than pulling stars from the sky, anyway.
Mommy likes this too. Holding you like this. Not just because it makes you happy. Although I do like that too. It just feels right. You're mine. Holding you is only natural. You're all mine.
And I refuse to share.
How could I share someone as precious as you? When you look at me, I think about what a great honor it is that your eyes met mine, and I want the honor completely to myself. To hoard it, all for me. And only me. And as for your touch, well, if you told me earlier about you being so touch-starved, I'd be a lot more physically clingy. I was holding back a bit before now, as hard as that is to believe. I know I must already seem so touchy-feely to you. But that was actually how I act when I'm restraining myself. If I wasn't holding back, I'd probably stick to you like glue every second of the day. So, correct me if I'm not reading you right, but does this mean I can be, you know, less restrained in the future? Like, if we go on a walk or something, I can cling to you, right? Do I have to ask first? Or is it like a blanket permission kind of thing? And if we're in private, can I just hug you whenever? I mean, obviously, I'm not gonna hug you when you're, saying, carrying a pot of hot water or something. But, I mean, other than those sorts of situations, can I? Okay. Thank you for clearing that up, baby boy. You're such a sweetheart. I know it must seem weird. Like, oh, mommy will put cameras in the walls, but hugging without permission is where she draws the line. Even I have my no-nos. I try, to some extent, to be a level-headed person because I love you. But anyway. I'll be hugging you a lot more from now on, so look forward to it. Oh, I think I forgot to tell you, you're very brave. Mama just wants you to know that, for telling me about your problem. You were willing to make yourself vulnerable, opening up to me like that. And that's just one more thing I love about you, baby. I was really happy. Not just because it's a positive trait, being brave like that, but also because it's a sign of a certain level of trust in me. At least, I think so. I'm overjoyed you would be willing to show that side of yourself to me. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Are you starting to get sleepy? I certainly am. Which is weird. I thought just the chance to stare at you more would keep me wide awake. But I guess you're a really good sleep aid, being my teddy bear and all. I want to do this more often. Could we make this a more regular thing? The two of us. Like this, cuddling to sleep. I want to be able to experience this joy every night. Even just seeing you in person as I fall asleep is a treat. You're much more lovely to see in person rather than just on a camera. Of course, you're a sight for sore eyes either way. We could make this a regular thing back at my place, if you'd like. Just the two of us every night. My place is super clean and tidy. And I hide all the creepy stuff like your photos in a secret room so it won't be in plain sight to disturb you. And my bed is super soft, too. Not as soft as me, but it's close. So, what do you say, cutie? Music to my ears. Tomorrow night onwards, then. For now, we sleep. Sweet dreams, baby boy. Mommy loves you so much.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you to Ian, James, Justin, Taylor, Heron, or Heron, I apologize for saying your name incorrectly, and Anzi for becoming members on Patreon. Thank you very much to my Patreon members for voting on this script. This is my first time ever doing a public mommy audio. Typically, these get commissioned, and I gotta say, this was very sweet. This script, by the way, was made by Young Khan on Reddit. It's not what I expected one bit. I saw the title, and it grabbed my attention instantly, but I didn't read the whole script prior, and instead just read the synopsis. I was honestly a bit surprised by it. I hope my voice captured the mommy vibes that were necessary. I really do like that the listener is completely fine with having a yandere in his life and actually encourages her to be herself. It's a nice change of pace from, you know, the unwilling listener pretty much being dragged into the situation and, you know, non-consensual. You know what I mean? This is full consent. He's asking for it, literally. That sounds horrible, but it's true. But yeah, I really hope I did the script justice. Sweeties, we are almost at 150 paid members on Patreon and almost 300 total members, and I have still not given you your 30-minute audio yet. I apologize. I promise, as I'm making this outro, that the next thing on my things of, like, my list of things to do is record the 30-minute audio. So I hope you like how it turns out. I worked on it for a good bit of time, which a lot of you guys know. And it will be out before the end of the month. That is not a promise, but that's my goal. So I'm sorry for the delay. I'll talk to you all later. I love you all. And take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.